Okay, so we're on Daf Memtet today, 49. Let's take a look. Okay, so I'll begin a few lines to the top on Memtet Abadala. The third line. Everybody with me? So, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Sheetin Misheshin Mebereish Nivru. So the Sheetin are these large cavities underneath the Mizbeah in the base of Mekdash. So there's going to be two opinions in the Gemara, whether Misheshit Mebreishit, whether like from the time of creation they were there, or whether David HaMelech excavated them. Those are going to be the two opinions in the Gemara. So no. There's like a big hole, like a big empty cavity underneath the Mizbeach, like a big empty cavity. So Amar Racham Yochanan, in other words, the pipes, the drainage pipes go to the Sheetin. That's just where it goes. So Amar Rabba Barachanam Yochanan, Sheetin Misheshit Mebreishit Nivru, Shneamar. Now he quotes this pasuk from Shir Shirim. He says, like your hidden thighs. He says, "Kamo chalaim," like jewels, ma'asei de'aman, like created by the craftsman. So chamukei rechayech elo ashitin. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the hidden thighs refer to the shitin. So Rashi explains that is like Yerach HaMizbeach. The pasuk says Yerach HaMizbeach. It used Yerach. The Torah uses the word Yerach in reference to Mizbeach. So Chamukei Rechayach, that which is hidden by your Yarech, is like that which is hidden by the Mizbeach, by the Shitin. Kamo Chalaim, the Chalaim means like jewels, but he darshens out Shemachulalin Yordim Ata Tahom. They're like empty spaces that go down to the depths, like to the depths of the earth. That's the handiwork of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's the way Rabbi Yochanan understands the Pasuk, okay? So then, Tana the baby Rabbi Shmuel, a Bryce who was taught in the basement of Rabbi Shmuel, this now again, first we had the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, now we have the Bryce. The Bryce is going to, you know, also support Rabbi Yochanan. Tana the baby Shmuel, Bereshit, the first word in the Torah is Bereshit. Altikrei Bereshit Ela Barashit. Read it like he created the sheet, which is like the cavities, like from sheet. And he says, okay, so that's the first opinion in the Gemara. Now we're going to have a different opinion as to where the sheeting came from. Tanya, we learn in the Braista, Rabbi Yossi Amir, Sheetim Mechulin V'yordim Ad Tahom. The sheetim were, you know, were holes or whatever that went down to the depths. Shneamar, now he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. Now the pasuk in Yeshaya is a parable. Yeshaya is speaking for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Yeshaya says like that I created this wonderful vineyard, and which is like what I gave to the Jewish people, and I did everything for them, and then the vineyard gave forth bad grapes. In other words, you've messed up. That's the parable. So he says here, Tani Rabbi Yossi Meir, Sheet Mechulim Yordan Ad Tahom, Shneamar, Ashir Nali Didi, Shirat Dodi L'Karmo. I'm going to sing from my beloved, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shirat Dodi L'Karmo, the song of my beloved for his vineyard. Kerem Hayali Didi, my beloved had a kerem, Bekeren Beit Shemen, Bekeren Ben Shemen, in like the Ben Shemen area. So Rashi says that it was in Eretz Yisrael, like a fertile corner, because Eretz Yisrael is the most fertile area in the earth. That's what he's saying. He says, Vayaazakehu, he encircled it like with a fence. And here Rashi says that, in other words, he's describing like building a vineyard, but Rashi is explaining the metaphor. This is by Azkehu in the third very wide line of Rashi, but in other words, it means the Pshuto Shemekra means he gave him a vineyard and he had a fence around it. But the metaphor is by Azkehu, Banalahem Arim Bitsurot, he built for them like fortified cities, Mukavot Lataim Uvriach. They're surrounded by Lataim Uvriach, is like the doors and the bar on it. Kitaba, the Targum in Izka, like a ring, which the Targum that is Izka, by Azkehu, by Yisaklehu, and he cleared away all the stones from it. So he says, so Rashi explains in the fourth wide line, Kadama Fana Avanim Karmo, like a person who's clearing stones from his vineyard, Kalomar, Pinahu Motim Nehem, he got rid of the non-Jews from Eretz Israel, In other words, he caused the non-Jews to exit Eretz Yisrael, because otherwise they would cause Klal Yisrael to sin. So back in the Gemara, again, we're just going through the Pesukim and then we'll connect it up. He planted Sorek, is like this wonderful shoot. In other words, Tarashi says in the fifth white line, he planted like very A-plus vines. Below Zamora, El Sharashim Asman, not like the Zamora would be like a cluster of grapes. He did the shoots themselves, the roots themselves. So Beit HaMikdash, who Sharashim to Ikaran Shebechab Elohim HaKom. That's the game of Beit HaMikdash. Welcome. He says, Vayivan Migdal, back in the Gemara, Vayivan Migdal Batocho, he built a tower in its midst. He says, and Rashi says that refers to the Mizbeach, or we'll see in a minute. Begam Yakev Chatzavro, and then he dug, Yakev is like this, the place where, like the vac for the grapes. So now the Gemara darshens out the Pasuk. I mean, the beginning of the Pasuk, Rashi helped us out with. So we're on Mem Tetam and Aleph, around 6 lines from the bottom, 49a, around 6 lines from the bottom. Vayita'eyu Sorek, Zabeira Mikdash. Vayivan Migdal Batocho, Zem Mizbeach. Now, who built the base of Mikdash? So, man, base of Mikdash is built by man. But even Migdal B'Tocho, Zem Mizbeach, the implication is, not the implication, is we're building the Mizbeach. But then, so the first two we're building. Begam Yekev Chatzevbo, he dug like this wine pit there, Elu Hashitin. So the implication of this Braisa is not the way we said before, that they were B'Sheshit Be'Breshit. The implication of this Braisa is that it's dug by man. It's dug by man. Okay, now let's just take a look at Tosfos, and then we'll talk for a minute, and then we'll go through. So to bring you up to date, Shai. So we're getting on the topic of the Shitin. Shitin are these cavities that are under the Mizbeach, and there's two opinions in the Gemara. One is that the Shitin were from Yisheshit Mebreshit, from the creation, and the other that David HaMelech dug them. Okay, but whichever way they are, that's where the wine and the libations are going, to the Shitin. Okay? So let's see back in the Gemara. So let's look at the Tosfos now. Okay, we're doing the second to last Tosfos, Amen Ted Amen Aleph. I'll take Rei Bereshit El Barashit. So one Barashit we had, don't read the word Bereshit, read it Barashit. He, Hashem, created the sheet, which is the cavity. He says, Hai Tana Rabbi Yochanan Savi Mishishim Rei Bereshit Nevru. So this is Tana of the Braisa, and Rabbi Yochanan, we had earlier in the Gemara, they both hold that the Shitin are Mishishin Vibration. Aval Idach Tana, the Darish Vigam Yekev Chatzayiv, but the second Tana, which we just did, which was Rabbi Yossi, right? That's Rabbi Yossi, right? So the second Tana, which is Rabbi Yossi, who quotes from Shaya, he says, Aval Idach Tana, the Darish Vigam Yekev Chatzayiv, lately, the Mehukra Darish Mizbeach, the Shitin L'Mizbeach B'Day Adam Hava. In other words, in the Pasuk, he's darshing the Mizbeach and the Shitin from Mizbeach, that they're both created by man. With a Milti Garcinon, and in his words, we're Gores, according to Tosfos, the Alav Kara David, that David HaMelech dug it. We don't have it in our Gemara, but that's what Tosfos says it should be. He says, Umiu Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. But Tosfos says we have a problem. Now we have a Stira with two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. In our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Shitin were Mishishit Mebreshit. But he's going to say, let's take a look. He says, the Hachasav or Mishishit Mebreshit Nivru, the Darish Ma'asei De'aman, Ma'asimin Toshal Makom. The common parak of Chalil, but on Daf Nun Gimel, which is, I guess, Sunday's Daf, he says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the Shashkra David Shitin, Kafa Tahoma. There, Rabbi Yochanan says, at the moment, at the time of David HaMelech, he excavated the Shitin, the Tahom, like the waters from the deep depths, began to rise and threatened to flood the world. So how do we reconcile these two statements of Rabbi Yochanan? Here Rabbi Yochanan says, the Shitin are B'Sheshem Ebreshit. But on Daf Nun Gimel, he says that David HaMelech excavated them. So Tosfos says, V'Shem Arayim Ninu V'Libid Rabbi Yochanan. It could be that there are different Amorayim, but different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now, if you look quickly at Nun Gimel Med Aleph, let's turn the page to Nun Gimel Med Aleph, 53a. So if you look, three lines from the bottom in Rashi. Everybody have it? Okay. Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, right? Nun Gimel Amad Aleph. Okay, three lines from the bottom. in the Rashi, you see Bishash Kradavit Shitin, below Sphere Lane Shish the Bibration in Ru. So here Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't hold the Shesha Breshit. The Sphere Lane, Shemanit Malua Far, he says, is possible according to Rashi to reconcile it. I could say perhaps Rabbi Yochanan holds that they were indeed created Mishesha Breshit, but then they got filled with dirt, and then David HaMelech excavated them. He says, oh, it's Srorot, Sariflet Proton. All right, so that's what we got. What's again, what? Okay, who's the questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did so far? So it looks like he's talking about the previous sugi about the Pekam in the Karen. In other words, what's the nature of the Pekima in the Mizbeach? We said there was a Pekima in the Mizbeach. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Let's take a look further in the Gemara. So we're six lines from the bottom. I'm Mem Ted, I'm an Aleph. 49A, and welcome, Ruth. 49A, six lines from the bottom. Okay? So, Tanya, Amr Blazar Bar Tzado, Lul Katana Haya, Bin Kevesh Lemizbeach, B'maravo, Shel Kevesh. So, Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok says that there was a small hatch or chute. There was a small chute, Bein Kevesh L'Mizbeach. Now, the Kevesh is the ramp to the Mizbeach. So, Chazal teaches us there was like a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach. So, there's an empty space there. So, but the empty space is not enough for a person to squeeze into the empty space. But in addition to which, there was some chute, and I don't know exactly where the chute was. He says on the western side of the ramp. So where the Kohen could slip down and clean up the mess that's between the two. So let's take a look back on the Gemara. So Tani Amr Blazer Bratzadok Lul Katana Yabing Kevesh Lemizbeach B'mar Ravoshel Kevesh Va'achat L'Shkivim Shana. Once every 70 years, Tirach Kehuna Yordan L'Sham, the young Kohenim would descend there. U'malakim Misham Yain Karush. They would go and collect all the congealed wine that had collected there from the Nesachim. Now, it seems like this opinion, I think they said in the article, I got to double check, they said that if you hold that it was from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Mishesh Yidmei Breshit, then it's like it goes to the Tahom, it goes to the abyss. But if it's like Parat David, maybe not as deep. And so this they thought would go with the other opinion, I think. Let's take a look. Let me take a look here quickly. One second. Yeah. He says, clearly this Tana does not, footnote 19, this Tana does not subscribe to the view of the Shitin extended to the depths. The Gemara makes this point below. So let's take a look further in the Gemara. So he says, so the congealed wine with time was like these fig cakes, like it had the consistency of fig cakes. And then they would come and they would burn it the Kedusha, in other words, in the base of Mikdash. Shneamar, Bakodesh Seich Neseh Shechar Hashem. Now, the Levite is going to take a little while for us to get it, but Bakodesh Seich, that the libation is Bakodesh Shechar Hashem, and we'll see how it relates to Strefa. So we'll see in a minute. So he says, Kishem, turn page on Menten Beis. Shem Shinisu Cho Bekdusha, just like the libation is Bekdusha, Makom Kadosh, Kach Srefa To Bekdusha. So too, it has to be burnt in a Makom Kadosh. So Rashi takes it, it's a given that you have to take it out of there, so the whole place doesn't get filled with it. That he takes is obvious to do it. So my Mashma, how do you see anything about burning from there? So Amar Ravina says, Atke Kodesh Kodesh, that it's Xer Shava, the word Kodesh. Here it says Bakodesh, and the Kodesh it'll be a wine libation. It says that you'll burn the notar, the leftover from the korban and eish lo yachel ki kodeshu. So kodesh, just like the tefillin of burning the notar, so too mainly we're going to burn the leftover from the nesachim. All right. Now, the Gemara says, let me just do another eight lines and then I'll pause. So the Gemara says, Kiman Azla Hadnan. According to which opinion would the following Mishnah go? It says, the Mishnah says, Nisachim, that the Nesachim are subject to Me'ila. In other words, Me'ila is a misappropriation of property from the Beis Hamikdash. So if it's you know, it's Sarchi Gavoa and I'm using it, so then I do an act of Me'ila. So the Mishnah says Nesachim b'tchila ma'olim b'hem. Initially, they're subject to Me'ila, but your Dula Shitin, once they go down to the Shitin, which are these cavities under the Mizbeach, where the drainage system goes, ain ma'olim b'hem. It's no longer subject to Me'ila. So the Gemara says, Lema Reb Lazar Bar Tzadoki. Should we say that this Mishnah is in accordance with Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok? Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok is the one who said that once every 70 years, the Kohanim would go and clean out the space between the Mizbeach and the Kevesh. So Limbar Sodoki, the Irabanan, if it's according to the Chachamim, Anachtu Latom. In other words, according to the Chachamim, you're not going to hear or know from this anymore. There's nothing to talk about. In other words, once I do the Nesachim, it's like an outer space. It's like I poured it down the drain. It's in this big depth. It's gone from the world. There's no discussion about Me'ila with it because it's not even here. So, but according to Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok, it's still collecting in the space between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. So there's what to talk about. So he explains that it's not subject to Me'ila. So should we say that Mishnah is like Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok? So the Gemara says, Apilu Teimur Rabbanan. You could say that the Mishnah is even addressing according to Shita Chachamim, with the Iklat. And the Mishnah is saying, with the Iklat, let's say somebody theoretically would catch it in a Keli before it went into the Tahom. He's like, it's coming down there, and somehow he puts the Keli under wherever the drain pipe goes, and he catches it. That would be the case he's addressing. But either way, it's not subject to Me'ila anymore. But from the fact that the Mishnah addresses itself, we're saying, is that Mishnah like Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok? No, we could touch it up according to the Chachamim. Let me just do a few more lines, and I will pause. On the second wide line on Mem Tet Beis, the Ika Da'amri, others say, Lema Rabbanan Hivlo Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok. Others say, should we say Punkt Laker? Should we say that goes according to the Chachamim and not like Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok? According to Reb Lazar, now it's still in the state, as long as it is Sorek Gavoa, I still have mitzvahs to do with it, is subject to Me'ila. So according to Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok, even after the Nesachim, there's something still remaining to be done. Because the Kohanim, at some point in time, between now and the next 70 years, are going to go clean it out and burn it. So maybe we should say that this is like the Chachamim who says not subject to Me'ila, because we think, according to Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok, it would still be subject to Me'ila because I still have to burn it. That's what we think. He says, the Gemara says, I feel the same Reb Lazar. No, I could even, this version, I could even say it goes according to Reb Lazar. Once its Ikar mitzvah is done, you're right, you still have to burn it, but the Ikar mitzvah has already been done. And Rashi says in the eighth narrow line, Shinaseit mitzvah tov, Nisucho hu Ikar mitzvah tov. The Nesachim, pouring it down, that's the Ikar mitzvah. So either way, there's no mitzvah, there's no dinam either way, but either way, whichever way you go. But the main thing is that you see, according to the machlok between the Chachamim and Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok, tracks this machloket about whether it was like Mishesh Yimei Breshit or David HaMelech, that we think that if it was Mishesh Yimei Breshit, I have this, you know, it's like this abyss that's like, you know, humongous. And so once it goes down there, we're never hearing it before. If I say like the way with David HaMelech, it sounds like, I don't know, there's still some space and so things end up and then they collect, you know, between the Mizbeach and the Kevesh. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? Everybody good? All right.
This gap is
over
here.
Let's see.
But the drain is all the way on the other side.
Yeah, he means that you have. Wait. Can you come over and show me the show?
You have the label. This is the rule. Right? This is the gap he's talking about. But isn't the drain over here?
No. In other words, the pipes go down here, but the pipes are leading down there, right? So he says, so first he shows there's a small space going across here. And then he's showing this is the chute that the Kohen could slip down. That's the way he figures it this way.
Down here and stuff over here.
Right. All right. Okay. All right. Everybody good? All right. Let's move on. Let's take a look. All right. Now, okay, we're on the fourth wide line. Amar Reish Lakish, Bizman Shemanaschin Yayin al Gabi Mizbeach, he says when they would be Menasech the Yayin on the Mizbeach, Pokin Rashitim, they would block up the Sheetin. So if you remember, we saw a picture of, I didn't understand it last night, but now I do. In other words, like the picture, remember, according to the Rashi picture in the picture book from last night, what, page 142? Okay, let me get the picture book up here. So, yeah. So here, for the people who don't have a picture book, you could see. You see the picture? Okay, Ruth and Fern, you see the picture? So it shows that the wine and the water is like spilling over the top of the bath, but there's like a plug in the hole there, which is the cork, like a plug there. So that's what Reish Lakish is saying. So Am Reish Lakish, not even asking the Gabi Mizbeach, poking the sheet in, they would block off the sheet in, or plug it up. The Kayim Ashtenemar, Bakodesh Sech Nesech Shechar LaHashem. In the Kodesh should be like a white libation, Shechar LaHashem. My Mashmas, how do you see from those words that you should block up the drainage hole? He says, Amar Rapapa, Shechar, Rapapa says the word Shechar, which was like the intoxicating drink. This is Shechar, Lashon Shtia, Lashon Sviya, Lashon Shechrut. Shechar implies like drinking, satiation, and in inebriation. So the Gemara wants to say, like, so let's look at Rashi on the eighth narrow line. He says, poking the sheet in the neck of Shabosha was back, and a sack on the order of the sheet in, she re hayayin alav, kigaron malevis habea. In other words, the wine should be like a pool of wine there, like a throat that's like filled and sated with wine. That's the way it's coming out. So that's the remnants from it. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara.
Yeah, one hole over here.
Yeah, so in this picture, I think there was one hole. I mean, there was one hole for the wine and for the water. The same hole, right? That's the way this picture is. But that's the way that they're. 1 second. So that's the way it looks like in this picture. That's the way it seems like in action. One hole. Now, Kosos is also going to have a shot about plugging it up. So I don't know where he says plugged up, because Kosos thought I have holes under each one of the bowls. So I guess they would say that they would like plug up each bowl or something like that. See. But the only thing is, it doesn't work out so well, because he says, no, it can't be the plug up the bowl, because he says, okay, Hashem. So I don't know how Tosos is going to learn it. I don't know how Tosos held that there were like two bowls and there's a hole under each bowl, like you saw in the picture there, the top left picture. That's the Bali Tosos. I don't know what Tosos, how Tosos will explain the whole thing. All right, let's see back on Rashi. In the rack back in the Gemara, rather. So the Gemara says, Amara Papa Shmamina ki Sava Inish Chamra Migronis ki is Sava. In other words, when a person gets sated with wine, it's from his throat. And Rashi explains that if a person takes large gulps, so he feels satiated from the wine. He says, with food, you can take a little bit, little bit, little bit, the stomach gets filled up, then you're satiated. But with wine, he says, it doesn't work that way. You take large gulps. Let's see Rashi. Migroni Sava, around the 10th narrow line of Rashi, they should take Bilagimo Gasot, since he takes like big gulps. Migron Malayhu Maspia, like a full throat, satiates one with wine. Veloa Yidishti Maruba, not a lot of wine per volume. Shemachlis Harbayayan Bameyav, Bilagimo Dakot. In other words, if I take the way Rashi understands the Gemara, is if I take a lot of small, like a shot glass, I take a million, like 100 shot glasses of wine, I'm not satiated. But if I would take that same volume and take like large gulps, I would be. It's not like food. There, you're satiated when the stomach gets filled up. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Amar Rava, Tzurban Rabbana Dlon Pishle Chamra. Rava says Tzurban Rabbana is like a young Talmud Chacham who doesn't have a lot of wine. Wine was a valuable commodity back then. Ligma gamuwe. So with the wine that he has, he should take large gulps and he'll be satiated with it. So he's only got very little wine, but if he takes large gulps, he'll be satiated with it. Rava akasa de birchata. So Rava with the kosher bracha. The kosher bracha is the cup for benching, and by extension, the cup for kiddush and havdalah. Rava akasa de birchata Agman Gamui. He would take large gulps of it. All right, so that's that piece. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything? And one more Rashi, Megamala Gamui, Derek Sviyani Shimchib of Mitzvah. Rashi says that that shows that he, like, he's, you know, loves or appreciates the mitzvah.
Now?
Right. Okay. Now, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. Let's keep moving. All right. Now we have the next Darish Rava. Now, Rava is darshing out this pasuk. This pasuk in Shir Shirim is the same pasuk that we quoted on Amud Aleph. Remember, Amud Aleph, we had a drasha about the Shittim. And we got into the Shittim because we're talking about the Nisa Chamayim during Sukkot. And so we took the Shittim, but we darshed in the pasuk on line 5 of Mem Pem Aleph, Kamukei Rechayach Mo Chalaima Seyidei Aman. So in that same pasuk is the following words. It says, Darash Rava, my defib, my afu pamayach banalim bat nadiv. Like, what does the pasuk mean? How beautiful are your steps in shoes, bat nadiv, the daughter of the nobleman. Mayafu pa motein shal Yisrael, how beautiful are the steps of the Jewish people, b'shashalim l'regel, when they make aliyah l'regel, bat nadiv, b'tosh l'avram abinu, shenikra nadiv. It's referring like to the daughter, but it means like the progeny, or descendants of Avram Avinu, who's called Nadiv, a noble person. Shene'emar, the Pasuk says, and this Pasuk we recite before Tekiyat Shofar, do Sfarim do it as well? So we both do it before Tekiyat Shofar. Shene'emar, Nidivei Amim Ne'esafu, the noble ones from the nations have gathered, Am Elokei Avraham. In other words, the ones who can't convert to Judaism are Nidivei Amim Ne'esafu, Am Elokei Avraham. They're the nation of the God of Jacob, of Abraham. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov, the God of Abraham, Yitzchak Yaakov. Elokei Avraham, Shetchilu Gerim. Avraham was the first care, the first convert in the world. Let's look at Rashi. This we have. So on Nadiv, Rashi says, Shinadavo libo lakirat boro. His heart was like motivated to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way that the Rambam describes it, he's like, you know, living, you know, he's growing up among Ovdei Avodah Zarah. His father's an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and he makes a cheshbon, and he says, you know, I have this element in the world, that element. There was the sun, the moon, things like this. How could it be that all this is happening and there's not a Ribono Shel Olam in the world? And then Techila LeGerim, he says, Benidvat Libo LeHitgayer. In other words, he was motivated to convert. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara now. Also, it's saying, I think they said in the art scroll that when you make Aliyah the Regel, you're like Avram Avinu. Like, in other words, Avram Avinu, he went forth in the world. And let's see what they have here. They had something blurb about this. One second. It says, yeah, this is in footnote 19. He says, when the people of Israel make their pilgrimage to the Temple Mount on the festivals, they are in turn praised as a daughter of a noble-hearted one, as they demonstrate a semblance, the dedication of the spirit that Avram had when he ascended the very same mountain in order to sacrifice his son. Then, similar to Abraham, the pilgrims agree to leave their homes and affairs behind them in order to do God's will. See the Iyayayam cited by the Eitz Yosef and the Yun Yaakov, just like Igadav Gimel. Okay, so in two ways, it's like Abraham. One is that right, we're demonstrating the spirit that Avraham Avinu, you know, had, and to do the Akedah, but we're leaving our homes to make Aliyah the Regel, and also like we're leaving our homes and affairs to God's will. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. All right, so Tana de Bei Rav Anan, a Raisa was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rav Anan. My dichtiv, again, we're going back to the same pasuk that we quoted above and quoted on Amud Aleph. My dichtiv chamukei rechayach. What does the pasuk mean? Like those that which is hidden by your thighs. Lama nimshlu dibrei Torah ki arech. So in this drasha, he's saying that the words of Torah are compared to a yarech, to a thigh. So Rashi explains, if you look at the Rashi, chamukei rechayach gomer lama nimshlu b'chulei. Rav Anan darsh lekra kmo chalaim. So the pasuk said, chamukei rechayach kmo chalaim. that your thighs are like chalaim, or like precious stones. That's the way, that's the truth of Shemikra. So here Rashi says, Ravanan darsh the correct word, chalaim kiluchot. In other words, they're like luchot, like the tablets, shumei avanim tovot, that were from like precious stones. So in other words, he understands that this pasuk is a reference to the luchot that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, chalaim could be still be the precious stones, but like they're like part of the luchot. And chamkei rechayech, so let's see back to the Gemara. Just like the areich means a woman's thigh is hidden, covered over, because she's tanua, she does never exposes the thigh. He says, after bre Torah b'seter, so too the words of the Torah are also hidden. Let's see Rashi. He says, hanistrim kerech, shekavod haTorah b'tzina. The kav of the Torah is everything is done very discreet. The dibur amachil chamukei yirechayech on the left. So he says, anistarim ki yirech shekvod haTorah b'tzina. The kvod haTorah is everything is b'tzina, hidden, very discreet. Below liot yoshe v'shona begova shel ir. Not to set up shop like in an open area at the top point of the city where everybody comes and goes. Below l'shona v'tamidah b'shuk. Not to teach your tamidim in the shuk in the marketplace. Hida amar b'moy katan. Now, let's take a look back in the Gemara. No, in other words, like the words of Torah are like hidden. It should be like discreet, private. And you shouldn't make a whole public, you know. Right. He says, behind the Amar Reb Lazar, back in the Gemara, that's where Reb Lazar says, my dechti de gilacha adam atov, v'ma Hashem doresh mincha, kima so much bat me'abad chesed. He says, like he's told the man what is good and what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to do justice and love kindness and walk modestly with your God. Okay, you know, I went to high school, Yeshiva High School, Queens, doesn't exist anymore, but it's where Central is, and at least for 2 years of my high school, I spent there in Holliswood, and at that time, there was a Reformed temple near the yeshiva, a few blocks away, and they had this pasuk. Now the Reformed temple became a mosque, I think, they had this pasuk was written on the wall there, on the outside. Not that I went into that place, but it was on the outside. So he says, "Vaseh lechem lokecha." So asot mishpach zehadin. That's doing justice. V'yavar chesed zugmil chasadim, v'atznei lecherim lokecha. Walking humbly with Hashem your God. That refers to taking out like the dead person, like Labaya, and hachnasat kala, and bringing the kala to the chuppah. So what does it mean? So if you look at Rashi, in other words, here it says, v'hatznei alechet in lokecha, walk humbly, lechet, like lalechet, in lokecha. So he says, and it says, tov lalechet l'beit evel, milechet l'beit mishteh. Says a pasuk in Kohelet, it's better to go to Beit Avel than to go to Beit Mishteh. So lechet is simcha, and lechet is hotzarameh. Af sham srichatzneah. So even in those items, which are a wedding or a funeral, you need to be discreet. Now over here on the side where the aleph is, he's got the Hagot Marav Ransburg, Rabbi Tzal Ransburg. He says it should be. It should be lespod. He says, "Afsham sirich hatsneya lespod b'midanaya." It was you have to use like sensibility and the hesped you give, and not to go overboard with it. I guess he says, "But the smol b'midanaya," and also like the simcha should be like in a kabbadic fashion. You know, not like you're drunk and you know you're all you know the clothes are coming out. You know, like it should be the kabbadic. Below lo lani kalat rosh ba'atzmo, and a person shouldn't comport himself with Kalat Rosh, which is levity. He says, that's the first shot. So there's Hasnei Lechet by a wedding and by a funeral. You have to act with sneers. The Yeshom, and then Rashi has a different shot. If he has to make expenditures because he's doing a chesed, he's going to help pay for a funeral for a poor person. or he's paying for a poor bride. Yes, tzibet sinna, he should do it discreetly. He shouldn't tell somebody that he's doing it. Don't publicize the whole world that he's doing it. That's brought down the shiltot. So let's get back in the Gemara. All right, we'll see. So he says, Zuz Tanrev's Kalachopa. So now where the asterisk is in the Gemara. Shai, you still with us? Okay. Valo Dvarim Kavachomer. So the Gemara says it's a Kavachomer, like even more so. Ma Dvarim Shdarkan Lasstan before Hesia. Hotzara made Hachasa Kala. That's like the example par excellence of things that are done publicly. A funeral and a wedding. They can't get more public than that. So Amra Torah Hatznei Lechet. Nevertheless, the Torah admonishes us to act with some discretion or discreetness, I should say, to act with discreetness, at such occasions. Devarim shtarkan lasta b'tzina, so something that which is normally b'tzina, alachakam makama. So let's look at Rashi. Devarim shtarkan lasta b'tzina, like you were saying, yosef gon staka, hanitin ani b'seter, like staka that I give privately to the ani, she'ein saril klo dila shum adam. I don't have to tell anybody, and certainly not to tell the whole world, that I'm doing this mitzvah of tzedakah. Masha'ein came to made of a kala, but when it comes to the made of a kala, I can't keep it totally quiet. Lefisha acher mit asking b'hen, yodim ha'yitziyah. Because there are other people who are going to be involved with the maid. I'm not going to handle the whole thing by myself. So some people are going to have, there's going to have to be a chevra of people that know I'm paying for it. Or there's a chevra of people with the kala that know I'm paying for it. He says, v'yodim ha'yitziyah mishal me. Behind Damer Blazar, the called Mili Bites Nuta, who had done the Debre Torah. So everything requires sneas, and even Debre Torah require sneas. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? He's saying that by a funeral and by a wedding, some people are going to have to know that you've made the expenditure of money. In other words, because I'm ordering, it's coming, something like that. The only thing I'll say is, like Rav Simon says, he's got a piece of Torah. I can't remember who said it, but it's it's one Hasidic Rebbe. He says that if I do something totally nistar, so only a Kaddish Baruch Hu will know. But that which is revealed will be for us and the sun. So he wants to say that, like, I can't do everything 100% with nobody knowing about it, because then my children will never be able to learn from me, or, people will be able to learn what I'm doing. So I have to somewhat, select who's going to know and for what reason. But the idea is that I shouldn't, like, publicize it from Times Square, and things like that. And then he has another piece of Torah. He says, Tilat Hashem Yidaber Pi V'Gerech Po Basar Shem Kadsho Lilam Po'ed. Tilat Hashem Yidaber Pi, that why do I even need to, like, praise Hashem audibly with my mouth? Like, Kadosh Baruch Hu could read my mind. Why do I even have to say anything in my tefillah? I should just think it. And then Hashem reads my mind, and he knows it. So why is it? So Tilat Hashem Yidaber Pi, that the praise is what my mouth will utter. Why? So everybody will learn from me, and they'll also bless a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's so, but yeah, it's a similar idea that, you need to know a little bit so people will learn from you. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Let's keep moving. So now, so I'm again up to around 20 lines from the bottom. But excuse me, Amar Blazar, Gadola Oset Staka, Tirmi Kulor Korbanot. If a person performs acts of tztaka, he's doing an act which is greater than offering all the korbanot. Shneamar, Oset Staka Mishpat, Nivchar LaHashem Yizebach. That doing staka and mishpat is more preferable to Hashem than a zebach. So Rashi says, four lines above, we get to why, Nivchar LaHashem Yizebach, Hakol B'chol Zebach. Every korban is included with a zebach. Chatar va'asham va'olu shlamin kulam zevach. Zevach is a generic term. Zevach means like to slaughter the animal. So that's it. Now the only thing is, it says staka and mishpat, and we're just talking about staka. So I'm to the mishpat. So one second. To mishpat. So he says here. One second. Yeah. So he says like this in footnote 29. The Marsha explains that the pasuk should be translated performing tzedakah or what is just, meaning that either one is more acceptable than sacrifice, either tzedakah or mishpat. He says, but Alternatively, because from Yom Yaakov, the pasuk should be translated performing staka with what is just, meaning giving the poor only from funds that are rightfully yours. In other words, doing staka, in other words, oset staka mishpat means doing staka bimishpat. You're doing the staka, but it's like you didn't rob from 50 million people, now you're giving all this contribution staka, you know what I mean? So it's that's another hezber in the pasuk. All right. Now, back in the Gemara, near Mishle Chafalov, try with us. Okay, the Amar Blazar, Gidola Gemilut Chasadim, Yoter Menat Staka. Now, Gemilut Chasadim is doing acts of kindness, is greater than Staka. So the pshat that I think it means, and which I mentioned to Rabbi Sarfati today, and he seemed to, you know, he was on the same page with this, is that Gemilut Chasad encompasses a larger set of actions than Staka. In other words, imagine two circles, a smaller circle and a big circle, and the big circle contains the smaller circle. So Gemilas Chesed is Gedola, is greater. There's more is underneath the palace over there in the corner. Right, 100% correct. Okay. Wonderful, Yosef. So nice to have you. Welcome. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. Okay, so turn to Mem Tanu and Beis. You did today's daf, right?
Yes,
okay, good. So you'll be able to help us with all the difficult Gemaras. Okay? So we're on Mem Tanu and Beis, around 10 lines from the bottom. So the Amr Blazar, Gedola Gemilas Chesed is Hermanet Staka. Shenemar, Ziru lachem letztaka, so means to plant seed. So means it's S-O-W, okay? So ziru lachem letztaka, you'll plant staka, b'kitzru l'fi chesed, and you'll harvest l'fi chesed. So in other words, he's equating staka with an act of zriya, with planting. He's equating chesed with an act of kotzer, harvesting. So which is important than the two things? In madam zoreya, safek ochel, safek eino ochel. If a person's Zoreya, it could be good, but he doesn't know whether he's going to eat from it or not. Unless he's planting, hopefully the crop will come out, but you never know what it could be. Adam Kotzer, but if he's harvesting, he's Bada Ochel, then he definitely eats the food. So he's saying that the acts of Chesed, it sounds like it is greater or more significant than the acts of Staka. You know, I'm thinking there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that if you learn and don't Chazer, you're like a person who's Zoreya Veino Kotzer. Like you're planting the seeds, but you're not Kotzer. The Ikar is the Ktira. So the Ikar is the Chazara. And that's important for Daf Yomi, all of us as well. So see back in the Gemara, he says, Tanu Rabbanan, Bishoshadvim Gidolo Gimil Chasad Mi Yoter Menat Staka. In three aspects, Gimil Chasad is greater, encompasses a larger set of cases than Staka. Staka B'mamono. Staka can only be done with money. You got money, you do staka. No money, no staka. He says, Gemil Chasad in Begufo Bimono. But Gemil Chesed can be Begufo Bimono. In other words, somebody needs a lift down to the train station or some other act. So it can be Begufo, can be Bimono. So he says, So Rashi says on the fourth wide line, if I give a hespid for a person, or noso, or kovro, or you carry the body, you bury it, mistameach chatan, you make the chasan happy, malbecha beiro badarech, you support your friend on the derech. So all those are acts of chesed, and they're important, but it's not with money. Okay. Staka la'aniyim, gimil chasan bein la'aniyim bein la'shim. Staka is only to poor people. Gemil Chesed is for a poor person or a wealthy person. Whereas the wealthy person needs company. You know, the wealthy person is sick. You visit him in the hospital. That's an act of Gemil Chesed. Staka, by definition, only go when the recipient is poor. Staka l'chayim. Staka can only, by definition, be given to a person who's still alive. Gemil Chesedim bein l'chayim bein l'meitim. Gemil Chesedim is done whether the person's alive or dead. In other words, that's like the Rashi and in Vayechi, he says, Yosef says, yeah, right, well, right. So Yaakov says to Yosef, Yasita na'i madi chesed ve'emet. You'll do with me chesed ve'emet, kindness and truth. So Rashi says, so kindness, I understand. What's truth? So Rashi says, it means chesed shel emet. The truest kindness is the kindness you do with somebody who's no longer alive, because right, you don't expect, in other words, normally if I do a kindness, let's say, you know, like with kindness, there's no statute of limitations with kindnesses. So, you know, you need something, and I come over to your house, I help you out, who knows, maybe 5 years from now you'll help me out or something like that. You never know what happens. But when the person's dead, so he's not going to help me out anymore. Now, the only thing is like this, they ask on this, I don't remember the name of the person who says, but I've seen quoted, but the Gemara says, the yispod yispodunein, that if a person gives a hesped for a person who's deceased, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that he also gets a hesped. The kavur yikbrune, if he sees to it that somebody's buried, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that that person is also buried. So then the hadar kushel l'doktor, the question goes back. So we said, Chesed She'emen, I'm not mispata Tashlim Gemol.
By Hashem, not by the same person.
Yeah, but still getting paid back. And the truest kind is not getting paid back. So what's the answer to that? So the key is, She'enu mitzapeh l'tashlim gemol. Mitzapeh means to eagerly await the repayment. This I'm not eagerly waiting for. I'm not looking for it. You know, like you say in Yiddish, it's not 120 secure. Like it means after 120, right? You did not never anticipate. You may anticipate it, but you want it long in the future. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara now. All right, now, okay. But Amar Blazar, we're 10 lines from the bottom. But Amar Blazar, call ha'oset staka mishpat kilu milei kolam kulo chesed. If a person is staka and mishpat, and again, we have to explain what mishpat is doing there. Kilu milei kolam chesed. It's as if he filled the whole world with chesed. Shenamar. So, in other words, like once you do the tzedaka, like chesed Hashem al haaretz. Shema tamar kol balik pot kofet. So maybe you'll think kofet means to leap, to jump. Anybody who wants to do the tzedaka, he just leaps and he does it. In other words, it's you know pashut. So let's look at Rashi, 6 lines down in the wide lines. Shema kol balik pot v'lasot tzedaka v'chesed kofet. And he'll find like appropriate recipients to give the money to. Tam and Lomar, now let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, Tam and Lomar, Maya kar chastacha elokim. Like, how precious is your chesed elokim? And let me get the whole pasuk. He says, Ayomar chastacha
elokim, ugnardom b'yisil kenot vecha yechisoyim.
Excellent, 100% correct. Yeah, okay. So one second. So, one second. Let me get, yeah. So he says, how precious is your kindness, Hashem? Meaning not always is one merit dispenses charity in a desired manner. In other words, like you may want to do tzedaka, but you don't know who the right people are, and maybe the person's coming to you, he's not the best person. You know, it's not so pashut. Even to be able to do tzedakah, even when you want to do tzedakah. So he says, Mayakar chastacha alukim. So again, Mayakar chastacha alukim means, he says, how precious is your kindness? And he says, how rare is the ideal kindness that's worthy of being before you, Hashem? In other words, I want this kindness to be before you, Hashem. That's rare. He says, Yechol af yirei shemayim kain, back in the Gemara, I might think that even yirei shemayim is in the same category, Tamad lomar, the chesed Hashem al yireyav. The chesed of Hashem is on yireyav, meaning they will have the opportunity. So it's similar like something Rav Simon says, like in Shemayim, it's like mita kedega mita. In Shemayim, if they see that you're interested in mitzvot, then from Shemayim they give you mitzvot to do. In other words, that they open up opportunities to you. This is Mishnah Pirkei Avot. What does it say? Schar mitzvah, schar v'ravera. What's before that? No, mitzvah, right. There's two, right. So there's one phrase, mitzvah, gorat, mitzvah, and another phrase in the same Mishnah, shishkar, mitzvah, mitzvah. So what's the difference between the two? In other words, here I have mitzvah, gorat, mitzvah, and the other is shishkar, mitzvah, mitzvah. So one of the notes that Caleb says there, and this I had heard from Simon originally, that one means that mitzvah, gorat, mitzvah, I feel inclined, once to do one mitzvah, so I feel inclined to do more mitzvah. But tzchar mitzvah mitzvah, in Shemayim, once they see that I'm interested in mitzvah, they give me opportunities to do the mitzvah. They say, he's a good candidate. He's got opportunities. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. He says, who we have here? Okay, thank you so much for coming, Teddy. If you want to join us for a few minutes, you are more than welcome. Okay. Yeah, come, it'll be good for you, Teddy. Sit for 5 minutes, it'll be good. Okay. Amar b'chama bar papa, kol adam sheish lav chayin. The person is chayin, meaning people look at him and he's like grace, like that, like they think he's a wonderful person. B'yadu ishu yirei shemayim. Shnimar Chesed Hashem Yolam Yerulam Al Yireyav. Ba'amr Blazar, my dechtiv Pia Parcha B'Chochma B'Tor Chesed Shonam. What does the pasuk mean that we say on Friday nights in Eishit Fayal? Shaiyistu with me. Pia Parcha B'Chochma. She opens her mouth with wisdom. B'Tor Chesed Al Shonam. The Torah of kindness is on her tongue. B'Chiyish Torah Shel Chesed. The Torah She'ena Shel Chesed. Is there one Torah with Chesed and one Torah without Chesed? Ela Torah Lishma Zui Torah Shel Chesed. Torah for its altruistic purposes is the Torah of Chesed. Shloshma Zui Torah She'ena Shel Chesed. So he said here, it means that, let me get it here. So if one studies Torah in order to receive reward, that's not a Torah of kindness. However, if one studies simply to love God, that's a Torah of kindness. It's kindness something done for another without expectation of reward. That's what kindness is. Like with kindness, I don't expect something like that. So that's like the ultimate kindness, like with the some parts of Echid. So what's Torah Chesed? I'm just doing the Torah because, you know, I have Avar Hashem. That's the Torah Chesed. Now, one more line of the Gemara. He says, Ikat Amri, others say, Torah Lamda Zui Torah Shel Chesed. If I'm learning Torah to teach to other people, that's the Torah of Chesed. I'm trying to, like, share the wealth, so to speak. Shalom Lamda, but I don't want to teach other people, Zui Torah Shel Chesed. That's not a Torah of Chesed. Okay, let me just do a piece from Sheet, and then that will be it for tonight. One second.
When they say to teach people, does it mean to sit down and give a shiur or to teach them with musar or how?
Okay. I don't think it's limited. You know, it's whatever you can, whichever way works and whatever the circumstances are. Now, we said, Rashi explains the worth teaching that honor for Torah demands privacy. And therefore, it is inappropriate for a person to study Torah at the height of the city. One example of a public place where teach students in the marketplace. This principle is also recorded in Shulchan Aruch, where it writes, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, the one who toils in Torah in private will become wise. Accordingly, the Avi Nezer wrote disapprovingly to a person who, due to financial hardship, sent a letter containing words of Torah in an unsealed envelope. So, I don't know how the hardship, I don't know where he couldn't have an envelope that's sealed up. In other words, he felt like by sending the words of Torah in an unsealed envelope, he's not doing proper tzniyus with the words of Torah. Our Gemara teaches explain the Avi Nezer that Torah be handled modestly rather than allowing it to be exposed. Furthermore, the added cost to send the Divrei Torah in a sealed envelope is not an exemption from expressing proper quota Torah, even for one experiencing financial difficulties. I can look at this after the daf, okay? I don't mind looking at it, but not right now, okay? So he says, the Mishnah Halakha notes that the Rugged Trevor Gaon and others send unsealed letters in the mail, and therefore explains that the Avi Nezer's intention was not there's an actual halakhic prohibition against sending the Torah in the mail. The Gemara is only teaching that one should not study or teach in a public manner because it demonstrates haughtiness or because it generates ayin hara. Sending the Torah in an unsealed envelope does not violate this teaching. Furthermore, sending an unsealed envelope is not even considered public since it is handled by people who will not read it. And even if they did, they would not understand it. So it is not considered to be a compromise in the modesty of the Torah. That's the Mishnah Lachot. All right. But you were from the Rock Trevor. Now, one more piece, that'll be it. Now, we said about Hatznei Lechet. When the Leif Simchat Tzatzal was the Rebbe Ger, he enacted a number of guidelines to limit extravagant spending on affairs like weddings in his community. His protocols included the maximum number of guests and other ways to, quote, tone down, unquote, a simcha. He felt the real spirit of the occasion was far better served by focusing on the spiritual joy inherent in such a special milestone rather than filling up massive and massively expensive halls. And again, a couple of years ago from the Buddhist Israel, they also had a protocol how much people should spend on weddings. The Pnei Menachem Zitzal defended the stance with a quote from today's daf. The Blazer said, the Suk says, Hatznei Lechet Imi Lokecha, it applies to Hotzana Maid and Chlasat Kala. We learned this by Kava Chomer, things that are normally done public, but to them modestly, much more so that was normally conducted in private. The young married man in Kola once took a fabulous esrog to Shalom Eisen's Tzal, hoping to hear that he was justified in planning to spend an enormous sum on the mitzvah. Rav looked it over for a few moments and rendered his verdict. This esrog is not for you. The Avreich was taken back. Why not? I was sure that it's perfect. Tell me, yes, Rav, what do you do? I learned a full day, he answered. And how much are you paid? The young man mumbled, about average, not very much. And how much are they asking for this esrog, probed the Rav. When he heard the figure, Rav Eisen nodded. It certainly is worth the price. Take my advice, though. Don't buy it. You should buy a regular Mahudra esrog for much less money instead. Then you can give the remainder to your wife so she can get something for herself for a Yom Tov. I hope you enjoyed that, Fern. That story, it was right up your alley. Okay, let me just end the shear 1 second. Let me end it. I don't know, I tap it, it doesn't.